Are you tired of swiping left and right on the apps? Are you just over it? You're not alone.
That endless swiping is not leading to lasting connections. That's what a survey for a Forbes HealthOne poll found. They say what the apps really are is exhausting.
You're going through this gamification design that's not really ideal for you to find people in a meaningful way.
So people like Sally Hama are working on alternatives. She co-founded a matchmaking service for professional Black women. She says her clients at Carpe Diems are feeling the fatigue.
People feel like there's an infinite number of options out there, but that's not really the reality. And what that's resulted in is what we call a paradox of choice. So having too many choices causes decision paralysis, and that makes us less happy, less satisfied.
That's why her service is pivoting to in-person events like speed dating and relationship workshops.
My advice to singles is always don't limit yourself to a dating app or one form of connection, whether it's in a platonic way or in a romantic way. And so if there is this opportunity through a friendship app to meet people who are, you know, amazing or potentially people who you could form friendships with, I say go for it.
It could be the answer to dealing with what Surgeon General Vivek Murthy says is a health crisis of loneliness.
Research shows that loneliness and isolation are associated with a greater risk of heart disease, dementia, stroke, depression, anxiety, and premature death.
Sally Hama herself signed up for a meetup app called TimeLift that pairs six strangers for a Wednesday night meal.
The first thing you do when you create your account is to fill a personality test. So we ask you some basic question and funny question. Are you like more like a morning person, a night person?
That's Max Barbier, who co-founded TimeLift. And he says those questions can cook up a fun dinner with people you don't know.
We have kind of a recipe, like, you know, three women, three men, the age gap, like a bit of extrovert, a bit of introvert, all this kind of thing to a good dinner.
Now, meeting complete strangers might sound intimidating, but Adrian Wood at the University of Virginia's Emotion and Behavior Lab says it's worth it.
You're probably going to enjoy it yourself more than you think, and you are more interesting in general than you think you are.
Wood suggests put yourself out there.
Go talk to strangers, go to networking opportunities, join clubs, find new people who are maybe slightly different from you to become connected with. Having a greater diversity and a greater number of friends that you're connected to gives you a wealth of resources.
People in cities can be lonely even when there are people all around them, which is why friendship apps like TimeLift are becoming more popular. And then there's what your mom would say, join a club, a hiking club, a running club, go to church or the mosque or the synagogue, and get off your phone.